Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Zach Hess provides all the necessary documents when he transfers to a Nebraska high school. Birth certificate, high school transcript, vaccination records, and a physical. But it turns out the average 17-year-old is really 26-year-old Zachary Scheck, who graduated Lincoln Public Schools in 2015. Scheck allegedly sent explicit texts to multiple students and tried to meet a 13-year-old girl for sex. Scheck also paid her to send him nude photos. With more, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Nancy, at 5'4" and weighing 120 pounds, Scheck passed as a 17-year-old at first glance. A teacher at Northwest High School found Scheck extremely familiar, likely spurring a transfer to Southeast High School, which Scheck attended in the spring. The teacher finally found Scheck in a yearbook, and school officials determined he had graduated in 2015. Scheck pretended to be a teen to gain access to underage girls and reportedly had sexual contact with at least two students.
Scheck now charged 2-count sex assault and sex trafficking. A minor. Two customers at a North Carolina Burger King asked for fresher French fries, apparently making an employee, Jamie Major, angry. Major dumps the original order in the trash can, then scrapes the fries from the trash can back into the fryer. Major then reserves the customers their dirty fries. Things really get heated, and a yelling match turns into items thrown around the restaurant. Cops are called. Jamie Major now presumably fired and charged with malicious tampering with food. I guess she had it her way. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
An 18-year-old Miami woman is accused of attempting to hire a hitman to kill her 3-year-old child. More now from Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The woman was arrested on suspicion of soliciting murder and using a communications device illegally. She later appeared before a Miami-Dade County court. The mother sought to have the youngster, quote, taken away, far, far, far away, and possibly be killed, but ASAP. According to Miami-Dade police in a complaint, she visited a parody hit-for-hire website designed to help law enforcement. The report says she was willing to spend $3,000 for the hit. Investigators say the woman listed the desire, quote, to get something done once and for all as the justification for hiring a hitman. When she contacted the website, the woman allegedly gave the website her phone number, the address where the child lives with his grandmother, and a recent image of him. Detectives located the woman using the IP address and phone number provided after the website's owner alerted Miami-Dade police.
To protect the child's identity, Crime Online is not naming the mother. Now to Southwest Indiana, as a man has been found dead after a sheriff's deputy discharged his rifle at a tent where officers had heard gunfire. According to a release from Indiana State Police, deputies from the Greene County and Monroe County Sheriff's Departments were looking for a suspect in an earlier shooting in Bloomington when they discovered the suspect's vehicle near Owensburg, about 75 miles southwest of Indianapolis. The deputies took shelter after hearing a gunshot coming from the tent as they were exiting their vehicles. Then, according to state police, a deputy from Greene County shot his rifle at the tent. Later, police discovered the man's body inside the tent. According to state police, deputies have been placed on administrative leave while an investigation is underway. Police say they are looking into a possible homicide in the death of a 68-year-old inmate who was serving a life sentence in a Wisconsin prison for the 2006 murder of her husband. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The Wisconsin Department of Corrections is reporting that attempts to resuscitate Cindy Schultz Judas were unsuccessful after guards discovered her unconscious in her cell at the Tachita Correctional Institution. No other information was immediately available, according to the state agency, and Fond du Lac police were still looking into the circumstances of her death. Fond du Lac Police Chief Aaron Goldstein told our friends with WLUK-TV that a homicide investigation is being conducted into Schultz Judas' death. He stated that the police probe in the city, located about 67 miles north of Milwaukee, was still in its infancy. In October 2021, Schultz Judas was found guilty in Marathon County of first-degree intentional homicide and other offenses related to the shooting death of her 58-year-old husband, Kenneth Judas. She was given a life sentence without the possibility of release in June 2022.
On August 29, 2006, Kenneth Judas was shot twice at the couple's home in the town of Hull. He worked as a pharmacist for Memorial Healthcare in Medford, Wisconsin at the time.
Dane Elkins, a 21-year-old engineering student at UC Santa Cruz, moves home during the pandemic. Elkins gets into the habit of spending all day in bed and disappearing at night. eventually telling his family he's going to stay with friends for a while, but really lives in his car. December 21, Elkins calls his mom and tells her there are targets on the whole family, their lives in danger, and it's not safe for him to come home. The next morning, Elkins' car found abandoned with his cell phone, laptop, and wallet inside. Dane's mother believes he's having a mental breakdown, and he's paranoid about the government tracking him. There have been sightings of Elkins in Bakersville, Mojave, and Northern California, but none have panned out. Dane Elkins, now missing over 2 years. If you have info on Dane Elkins, please call the tip line 562-504-6005. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.